This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. It's always a joyous occasion, alhamdulillah, when we gather together in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us firm upon the deen and loving of our families and our communities, inshallah. Just a quick reminder, inshallah, we are going to pray Salatul Eid. Salatul Eid, just as a refresher, and in case you prayed with others, for us, we begin Salatul Eid with Takbiratul Ihram. And I will make the entrance into the Salat, Allahu Akbar. After this, I will make seven more Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You are to repeat the takbir, inshaAllah. You are permitted to raise your hands, or you can keep your hands on your chest. Both of them are valid and reported from the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, I will begin with Surah Al-Fatiha. And after Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-A'la, Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la, which is a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After we make the first rak'ah and we go to ruku', then the two normal sujood, when we rise up, you will hear me make five more takbir, inshaAllah. Five more takbir, inshaAllah. Then I will recite Surah Al-Fatiha and Al-Ghashiyah. Al-Ataka Hadith Al-Ghashiyah, which is also a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Immediately after the salam, if I can ask our brothers and sisters, inshallah, to remain seated, I have a discussion with you, a sermon that I wish to share with you, a khutbah, which is titled, Love Builds Faith, about loving Allah, loving our families, loving our communities, and finding in our heart the capacity to come together, inshallah, for what is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. The khutbah will be in two parts, like Salatul Jumu'ah. I will sit in the middle, asking Allah for istighfar, where you will make istighfar of Allah, astaghfirullah al-azim, and then I will continue with a final dua for us to end the month of Ramadan, Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khayr wa barakah. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah, we seem to have settled as many of the brothers and sisters as we can in the gym. If there is still any room when we stand up for the saf in the next minute, inshallah, my young student Hassan there will bring in more people, inshallah. But at the moment, we are at capacity and there are hundreds of people outside praying with us, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and khayr and sadad, Allahumma ameen. Sisters upstairs, especially near the staircases, please, inshallah, be safe. Those of you who do have young children, hold them with you. If they do begin to cry in the salah, you are permitted to carry them. You are permitted in your salah to make a movement of settling your child. We know the Prophet ﷺ carried Al-Hasan wal-Husayn in salah. We know that this is a valid action in our prayers, inshaAllah. Don't leave your child on the ground crying. Pick them up, settle them in your salah, inshaAllah. Qumu bi salatikum. Salatul Eid. Athabana wa athabakum Allah. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال Sisters, if there is room in front of you, move forward again, inshallah. Brothers, if there is room in front of you, fill the gaps. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't leave a space for the shaytan to be between us. Bring our hearts together, make room for your brothers. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful sunny day today. It's a rahmah for those who are outside. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Istawu. Humble yourself to Allah Azza wa Jalla. صلاة العيد. اللهم اجزنا وكفنا. الله أكبر. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
بسم الله الرحمن
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر 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 Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث غاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, Allah is the greatest. We always begin with the praise of Allah, and we send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we exit the month of Ramadan to grant us its qabool and acceptance. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted our fasting and accepted our charity and accepted our tarawih and qiyam prayers. That Allah has accepted our standing before Him at night where others have been asleep. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those whose sins have been forgiven and have a new page and a lease of life with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His rahmah and His hidayah and His nur and light into our homes and our hearts. That Allah brings together those who have been separated. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectifies and rebuilds what may have been broken. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes for us and you and all a mandate of love in our communities and families. Allahumma amin. Love builds iman. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a person who is referred to by Allah and by the companions and by himself as the Habib and the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us in a beautiful statement. He said that those who love each other for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tahabba fillah, they have a relationship between each other that is built upon pleasing Allah. That they will be those who are the beloved and loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who of us, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, does not want to be acquainted with Allah, loved by Allah, that Allah builds for you in your heart for Him a special place and relationship, that you continue to grow closer. But I want you to know that love was never meant to be easy. Love, in its truest capacity, is the highest level of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There are conditions to our tawheed. There are conditions to you and I saying with our tongue, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadun Rasulullah. The first of them is to learn. Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Come to know who is Allah. So we come to the masajid and we attend the lessons and we send our kids to Maktab and we invest in Al-Amin College and the Australian Islamic College and Al-Hidayah and Fountain and we bring our children to a place where we hope that a speck, a seed of the love of Allah can be put in their heart as an investment into the future. See, the word hope in Arabic, if you remove the accent, the dhamma, and put a fatha, it is habb, which means a seed. The seed of love for Allah that is put in the heart has to be nurtured. You have to farm it and irrigate it and water it and cleanse it. You have to weed around it and purify it and shade it from too much sun and remove the pests and the birds trying to take its food. You have to nurture that love, and it can only be nurtured with knowledge. And my dear brother, the knowledge that you seek is from the word of Allah. No one will tell you about Allah better than Allah. And no one will teach you the way to Allah better than the Sunnah and the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no one has inherited this except those who are righteous callers to the truth, who have inherited the mirath of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us of them who, as the Prophet said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. Transmit to others, even if it is one verse that you have understood and have entered in your heart. Ilm. That ilm builds to becoming certain. And there's a huge difference, my brother, when you seek to love Allah, from just knowing about Allah to being certain of Allah. Being certain of Allah, it requires this iman. Sometimes you have to believe in qadr. All the time in your life, you will be tested with qadr. Sometimes your mind can't understand, why am I in this position? I prayed all Ramadan. I fasted all Ramadan. I gave charity in Ramadan. I have honored people with food in my home. Why am I now in this situation, Ya Allah? What have I done? And then I see this one, and that one, and her and him, who don't pray, who haven't attended the masjid, who Allah opened the doors of all good. And I struggle to find a job and to keep my kids on the line of truth. I'm the one struggling with health. I'm the one whose family is finding difficulty in coming to the halal and escaping the haram. And I'm doing my best. Ya Allah, why? Al-Qadr. Certain that Allah's plan is better than your plan. Wallahi, wallahi, my brother. Wallahi, my sister. Wallahi, my single mother. Wallahi, my father who has passed, whose family has left. Wallahi, young man who is trying to stay away from haram and not get mixed up in illegitimate relationships. Wallahi, young sister who's trying to find a halal spouse. And there's others who are on the side that are leading you to the way of the shaitan. Believe in qadr. Wallahi, the plan of Allah is better than what you think and what you hope and plan in your life. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. To be certain that what I lack, what I want, can only be in what Allah will give. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. And that knowledge, you become certain of Allah. Your heart ties with Allah. It's called aqeedah, tied down, uqidah. If you tie your heart with Allah, this leads you to an inqiyad, to following what Allah has moved. You have to, my brother, my sister, my elder, my youngster. You have to come to a point in your life where if you want Allah's love to enter in your heart and Allah's protection to be in your home, if you want your future generations to remain on La ilaha illallah, you have to submit to the word of Allah, what you accept and what you understand and what you don't yet understand. فَالْزَمْ, remain firm. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Our ummah is not the ummah of change. We are not the ummah of progress. We are not the ummah of replacing and rejuvenating and returning away from the path of the Prophet ﷺ. Our Nabi's sunnah is better than what others seek to give us in its place. And wallahi, my brother, my sister, I know you have a love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just from my students here in the month of Ramadan, they give me dates. And when I returned from Umrah, I brought 10 kilos of Medina Adwa. I come and on my desk, 10 kilos of, mashallah, dates from Perth. Why do you need dates? Why do you break your fast with a date, ya akhi? Because you love the sunnah. You love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love Rasulullah. It is better than another way. You can have an energy drink. What would you have for your iftar? Red Bull or a date from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَمَا بَدَّلُوا. And in those symbolic things, you find our way with Allah. الْإِنْقِيَاد. Hold firm. Hold firm. And then Al-Qabool. Number four, accept. SubhanAllah, there are some things in my mind, in your mind, I don't understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us simple. Sami'u, sami'na, wa answer. Sami'na, ata'na. Allah said, I obey. I don't understand yet. I accept. Maybe I'm not wearing hijab, inshallah. I'm not a denier of the way of Islam. I'm not one who seeks to substitute. I accept I'm not yet doing. I haven't yet done it. But in my heart, there is dua and there's hope that I can come back from what I know is not right. I've entered into a deal that is not in the economic system of Islam. I want to come back. In my heart, I do not make it halal. I know what is halal. And I know what is haram. And I ask for forgiveness. And I do my best. Except, وَمَا بَدَّلُوا. These four lead you to number five, which is to be sadiq, honest with Allah. But sometimes you look at yourself in the mirror, my brother. I look at myself, my family, our home, and I say, I can do better. And I want to do better. And it's not that I make excuses. And I have truthfulness with Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me and you against ourselves. Look at the dua of the Prophet Allahumma a'inna ala anfusina. Oh Allah, help us against our own cravings, our own self, our own dunya call. Be sadiq with Allah. Be honest with Allah. Be honest with your family. Be honest with your wife. Be honest with your children. Be honest with your parents. The way of the hypocrite, the way of the munafiqun, is that they are dishonest. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When they speak, they lie. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانْ. When you trust them, they betray. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ أَخْلَفْ. And when they make a promise, they don't fulfill. الصدق is number five in La ilaha illallah. This is what it means to be a Muslim. This leads you to number six, which we speak about, but we sometimes fail in. Al-Ikhlas. Ikhlas means Allahu nafsi ma Allah. I have freed myself from everyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know that it is Allah who is the one who is the master of my destiny and my home and my family and my communities. I know that it is Allah who I seek to please. That sincerity of heart, that what I do for good, it is for Allah. And what I did of wrong, I'm asking of Allah to help me overcome it. The final level, after knowledge and certainty and submission and acceptance, after sudd, the truthfulness with Allah, after sincerity with Allah, is an oath. You begin to love Allah. And Allah begins to love you. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَرْضُوا عَنْهُ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us after the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with you and I as we sit here today or listen to this later. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send His rida into our life. And the signs of Allah being pleased with you is that after the month of Ramadan, to maintain what you learned and did in Ramadan. So my brother, my sister, continue visiting the masjid. Continue fasting the 6 days of Shawwal. Continue sponsoring and ordering and sharing sadaqah and sending money back home to bring joy to your family in Egypt and Afghanistan and Somalia and wherever our lands are in origin. And continue to look after those who are in need within our communities and our schools and our facilities. After a short jinsa, I will stand with the final word of advice and a dua for you and I. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. عباد الله, how do you know if you are loved by Allah? And how do I know if I am losing the love of Allah? May Allah protect us. If you are loved by Allah, if we are loved by Allah, there are three simple signs. The first sign is that Allah opens to you a door to do good that you were not planning. As you're coming out now, a brother is holding a sadaqah box. You already gave sadaqah. So you put some money and you say, this is for the masjid. Then the masjid being built, I'm going to put some. I didn't plan it. Allah opened the door, you put. SubhanAllah. You see somebody, their car broken down on the road, Muslim nomada, and you just stop. Allah opened to you a door that normally you did not plan, you did not expect, and Allah allowed you to maximize your ajr. Number two, you plan on something not right. SubhanAllah, it's within all of us. All of us have the capacity to mistake. You were thinking, when I go home, I'm going to watch, I'm going to visit, I'm going to see, I'm going to take, I'm going to go. And as you are on your plan, Allah stops it. In a good way or a bad way. Maybe you're the one whose car broke down on the way to something Allah doesn't want you to go. And Allah stops you from something you wanted that was not right. Allah loves you. Don't regret. Don't say, why? Why me? Why am I the one in debt? Because Allah knows that with His love, if you were not in debt, if you had more and plentiful, laha. Look at the words of the Prophet ﷺ. رُبَّ فَقْرِ دَوَى. Perhaps you being in need, you are being faqir, is your medicine. That if Allah had given you more, you would have been from those alha, laha and al-khayr. Look at the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ihtina bihalalik. Oh Allah, give us what is enough in what is halal, so that we turn away from what is haram. وَخِنَا بِكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ. And make us only in need of you, O Allah. So from the signs Allah loves you is that you had a bad plan and Allah puts an end. Turn to it. And third is that when people are in need of help, they come to you. You're sitting at home, all of a sudden a brother rings. Somebody sends an email. SubhanAllah, this brother's in hospital. They need somebody to help with this and that. The first thought they had was, call Sheikh Yahya. Call Hajja, call this sister. They're the ones who will help. They're the ones who are in the hearts of people, in the minds of people. They are the ones who will yaqdi hajati. May Allah make us useful to others. Allah loves you, my brother. May Allah make him useful to others. The words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. خَيْرُكُمْ أَنْفَعُكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of you are the most useful to others. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in conclusion to make you and I of the people of the Qur'an. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings from the future generation the young people seated with me today, those who will be imams for our community into the future, those who will maintain their submission and acceptance of the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who will rise in rank and lead the communities eid after eid after you and I have departed. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the ummah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah builds a love for us to those who are distant from us. As we stand here today, we hold in our heart the love for the people of Palestine. We hold in our heart dua for the people of Aqsa. We hold in our heart the dua for our brothers and sisters of the Rohingya. We hold in our heart the dua for the Uyghur people in East Turkmenistan that was annexed by China. We have in our heart the love for the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are mustad'afina bil ard. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them joy as you and I are joyous today with our family. That Allah allows their children to grow under their watchful eye. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads us with His hidayah and light to that which is pleasing to Him. And that Allah removes arrogance and lack of humility from our heart. That we would rather be above the truth and face condemnation than depart from the truth and be praised by others. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the fasting in the month of Ramadan. That Allah accepts from us our hunger and our thirst and our devotion, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we only fasted to please you, ya Arhamar Rahimin. Oh Allah, accept it, for you are the one who can reward us for it and none other, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept from all of those who led us in prayers across the city and across the world as imams for us in Salatul Taraweeh. Oh Allah, accept every ayah for them as a raising in their rank in Jannah, ya Allah. Oh Allah, make every letter that we have recited in our khatm of the Quran a light for us on the day of judgment, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us more and not deprive us, and increase us and not remove from us. We ask you, ya Allah, to give tamam and ni'mah, to complete the ni'mah that you have provided for us and our families and our brothers and sisters, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to send your greatest blessings upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin, wa akhdhil a'da'aka a'da'ad-din. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdihim ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma taqabbal shahr Ramadan minna. Allahumma taqabbal siyamana wa qiyamana wa ruku'ana wa sujudana. Allahumma taqabbal minna salih al-a'mal wa tajawaz anna as-sayyi'at ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbulin
اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين، اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين، اللهم اكتب علينا الخير والبركه يا اكرم الاكرمين، اللهم افسح لنا في ديارنا وبارك لنا في ارزاقنا، اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، واكرمنا ولا تهينا، واسبغ علينا من نعمك العظيمه، يا حنان يا منان يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، فلا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين، اللهم صل على الحبيب محمد وارزقنا شفاعته يوم القيامه. يا احبتي في الله، أكرمنا الله وإياكم بهذا اليوم المبارك، وجعله الله مباركا لنا ولكم، تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال، تقبل الله منا ومنكم شهر رمضان، وتقبل الله منا ومنكم الصيام، قوموا إلى بعض، حفظكم الله ورعاكم، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، الله يبارك فيكم. Just a word of reminder, inshallah, those who wish to give sadaqa and charity, there is lots of opportunity outside, inshallah, for a new and upcoming mansoor. Allahumma
amin. Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, then we are in a connection for a masjid in Malat. The masjid is already being paid fully, already being renovated. There is only missing $100,000. So inshallah, please, we are to raise money for this call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. And this is what we say at the end. We will bless you for all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our community in general.
Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah. He said no to chocolate.
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, next time with us.
Next
week.
السلام عليكم. مساء الخير الشيخ يحيى.
Like to this video, trust me.
يلا وين وذا بسم الله
السلام عليكم سيفا تلعبوا بخير سيفا
يلا الله يسعدكم 1, 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Inshallah, who can?
Salam alaikum. Khalina nsakka dhuwa. Allahi barik. Allahi barik. Allahi barik.